Hello, JCI USA. This is National Membership Development Director Emily Nock, and you are listening to Howl Time, the official podcast of the JCI USA Wolfpack. Now, as we've mentioned many times on this program, being part of JCI USA is being part of an international organization. This means that you have opportunities not only to work with people from other countries, but also to experience a multitude of different cultures. Just recently, our own DMP Justin Wutzke was able to attend the Japan Leadership Academy alongside Canada's Executive Vice President, Stefan Chworniak. This week, we sit down with both of them to discuss this once-in-a-lifetime experience and how it will affect not just their JC worlds, but also their own personal and professional lives.
DMP Justin, EVP Stefan, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
And now, DMP Justin, I know that JCI USA is already very familiar with who you are. You've been on the podcast before. You've been around an organization doing amazing things for a while. But EVP Stefan, people may not know you as much. So why don't we start off with you just telling us a little bit about yourself and your position with JCI Canada.
Sounds good. Yeah, I appreciate that. So I've been in the organization up here in JCI Canada for 10 years so far, and I've had a lot of the opportunities to go through local, regional, national, and international conferences and opportunities. So for me, it's been super great to be able to participate at the multi-levels of the organization, and I currently hold the position of Executive Vice President, so your equivalent to your Deputy National President.
Great. And the two of you recently had a very exciting experience over in Japan, correct?
Yeah, poor Justin has been stuck with me for nearly 2 weeks.
I'm getting out of here tomorrow.
So yeah, basically what we had the opportunity was to travel overseas. Justin was kind enough to drive up all the way from Denver, Colorado, up into the boonies of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, for us to fly over to Japan, take a train, and get into central Japan, into Karuizawa, where we were able to experience the 32nd Japan Academy.
Wow. And what exactly is Japan Academy?
So Japan Academy was created by Japan, and it was put together in order to bring delegates from across the world. This one had 80 delegates, each from a different country. The majority of them were executive vice presidents and deputy vice presidents. Sometimes a lot of countries have contested elections, and so the contestants or the candidates work together to figure out who was going. And then sometimes the country just nominates an individual to go attend this and bring the information home. But the point is for the delegates to be there and have this crazy immersive experience where you get to spend 8 days with all of these other countries and leaders from around the world and learn their culture and learn how they do things back at home and learn together and grow together. In addition, they partner each of the 80 people with 1 to 2 Japanese buddies. And these are local JCI Japan members who have applied and waited for years to attend this event. And so that part is that we spend those 8 days together with our buddies and exchange ideas and learn about each other's cultures and also work to overcome communication barriers due to the fact that we all speak different languages.
So how many different countries were present at the academy?
So there was just under 80 countries from around the world. And then paired with us were 160 Japanese delegates as well.
So that's a great opportunity to learn about other cultures and to explore, like you said, overcoming some of those obstacles like language barriers.
Well, and for me, it's like I had no idea what I was getting into. Justin was kind enough to give me a little bit of insight. But to that end, my team that I was paired with had, the Japanese delegates, one delegate from Denmark and one delegate from Cameroon. So the opportunity for, you know, these types and style of people to get together to idea share and grow together and learn that we have the capacity to be leaders, not only within our group, but, you know, within the whole academy and beyond all borders, was absolutely spectacular.
More some of the big takeaways that you had from your week there.
I mean, for me, it gave me the opportunity to focus on JC and JCI and the plan for our country to moving forward and being more successful with having a vision. Coincidentally, you know, my theme is Vision 2020, which I've partnered with Canada on as well now. And it was really cool with this experience because it really nailed down the fact that how do you expect members to take this movement and go further if they don't have an overall goal or an overall vision? And that was really nailed down solid for me.
Solidified during for you, yeah, for yeah. Sure. And for me, like, I think the biggest takeaway that I had was that people are that mechanism that have that ability to shape the world. And with the idea sharing and not operating in silos, we have that capacity to make that happen. So beyond borders, you know, beyond countries, all the way around the world, we're able to coordinate in order to make that growth, positive impact, and become the leaders of tomorrow.
And I love the idea sharing, because I know with our national and state level conventions, that's always been one of the best things I think that we get out of them is the opportunity to talk to other chapters from across the country, see what they're doing, find things that work for us, and kind of steal ideas from each other.
Well,
that's great.
Yeah, and I mean, to that end, we didn't see that as much as we had hoped at the Academy, but we were able to coordinate, Justin and I, probably 30 countries over two breakfasts to be able to do exactly that. We're able to coordinate, you know, best practices as well as best projects. So we're going to facilitate that idea sharing, you know, in an open source opportunity rather than making it competitive. We want the organization to grow and develop together, not, you know, one country suffer because they don't have the opportunities or ideas, you know, in advance to make themselves successful as well.
So it's great. So all the prospective future leaders will work together for the succession of everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say so for sure. And I don't think for us, we're ever going to forget these people. And I think the ability to coordinate and facilitate ideas before we take, you know, office, whether that be local organization, national organization, gives us that potential to communicate and coordinate in advance of that. So we have that opportunity to share now in order to develop our business plans to ensure that we have the capacity to lead our nations or local organizations the best as we can.
So these are skills that you've learned that won't just help you in the JCs, but can help you in future endeavors as well. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, completely. It just teaches you that solution-oriented, proactive spirit that truly is needed to be successful in life.
For sure. 100%.
And now, Justin, you touched a little bit on the selection process for the candidates coordinate. Can you just talk a little bit how in our country, how it's decided who gets to go to Japan Academy?
So now that we've established the deputy national president position, it's in our bylaws and policies that this person who is the current deputy national president will be the person attending Japan Academy every year.
And it's the same in Canada. So the executive vice president, which is your DNP equivalent, is also offered that opportunity. So I know both Justin and I are huge proponents of encouraging people to climb that ladder to become the DNP or EVP, to be able to take advantage of these amazing, amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
And of course, there's still, you still have to run for office and still have to be voted in, but hopefully the plan is for you to get approved. And how much do you think attending the Academy will help you in your year as national president if elected?
I don't even know. It is a priceless experience that truly took away any insecurities or any questions that I self-doubts I had about taking on higher positions in the organization. It solidified my confidence, and I'm so over the top excited to run for president for JCIUSA. And I do believe I have the vision to take us to the next level and turn this ship around and make things better. And it, the plans will be in place, and it's not to say that it's going to all happen next year, but now that we have good succession planning in order and we can work as a team to come up with good strategic planning, the sky's the limit for JCIUSA coming up. I'm excited.
And for Canada, it really solidified, you know, my expectation of other organizations to share, and really gave me the opportunity to discuss with Justin, you know, that vision 2020 that we've now created this cross-border relationship that will help develop our local organizations to be empowered to participate at the all levels of the organization and be able to, you know, thrive instead of suffer like we've been seeing in the last few years all over North America.
Now, you mentioned the relationship, cross-country relationship. Certainly our two countries have worked closely together in the past.
Right.
But you guys traveled to Japan together. Did you guys know each other before the Japan Academy?
He suffered me a little bit prior to Japan Academy.
Stefan and I probably met at Quebec City during World Congress there. He and his delegates actually took me to the airport, and I got to hang out with them for a bit. And so we've had a nice friendship since then. And we just decided that even with our Vision 2020 platforms, that we would solidify what we were doing to show like a unity between countries, and also that taking away from that non-silo approach. And also I'm a huge proponent of lead by example. And so I see the US and Canada doing this is leading by example. So now we can show our states and our chapters that operating alone and not together could be
detrimental.
Right, it could be detrimental. So the solution is working together instead of working separately.
Well, I mean, a 13 and a half hour flight gives us a lot of opportunity to sort of chat and put things together. So now what we look forward to is sort of, you know, putting things to paper, putting the paper into action, and putting the actions into successes, both here and in the US.
And I love that top-down leadership approach, because certainly if our states and our chapters see the national level working together with other countries, then it shows that they can work with other states as well. They can build those relationships and create even bigger of an impact.
Right. And it's not our job as JCIUSA to micromanage the states and to micromanage the chapters. It's our job to face outward and lead by example and show them the path by doing it.
So do you feel that this experience will make you both better leaders?
Completely.
Yeah, we're both looking at each other going, how do we even answer that particular question? I mean, because we had the opportunity to share all our ideas, and they were so well received. And then, you know, now we've got these relationships, you know, with France and Denmark and Finland and USA and
New Zealand, Australia,
everybody. So now we've got this, you know, network of truly active citizens that are willing to help us be successful and vice versa. Whether we're taking, you know, a design of a strategic plan from Denmark, or whether we're sharing, you know, some Ronald McDonald House opportunities with New Zealand, you know, now the opportunities are truly endless, because we have sort of created this network of people that want to support each other and not sort of just participate for oneself any longer.
Do you think either of you would have had any kind of an experience even similar to the Japan Academy had you not been part of JCI?
No, I don't. The whole time after this, I mean, at the end of it, I was so exhausted that I was brought to tears a lot just thinking of this amazing opportunity that I feel like you can only get in JCI.
Well, and we want to bring, you know, some of the flavor of Academy to some of the other opportunities. So, you know, at the national conventions or the state conventions or our regional conventions, they get what JCI has the capacity to be, because I think, in my opinion, some of that has been missing. So we're now reinvigorated to be able to share some of these items. We've taken so much away that we're excited to bring it back like yesterday.
Great. I love the excitement. Is there any particular piece of advice that you would give to a member that maybe has aspirations to someday be where you two are?
Well, and I'll be sharing this a lot as I run through my campaign through September, as I talk about simplifying leadership and just JCing. But we need, as individual members of the organization, to have a personal plan of action and our leadership plan of action for our teams. And it's, if you don't have a good vision and know where you are personally in life and where you want to be and have it set in action steps, you're planning to fail. So I really want to encourage all members to be creating their own personal plan of actions to see how they can engage in the JCs and use it as a vehicle to achieve all of their hopes and dreams. And I definitely learned that at Academy. It solidified that.
So for me, I think, you know, making your impossible possible, never allowing any of those roadblocks to stop you from participating. You know, take, you know, baby steps if you have to. You know, take up, you know, a chapter position, you know, become your local, or participate on your local board, become your local president. You know, decide what you want to do within the organization. But just ensure that you're deciding that you're growing both for yourself and for the organization and empowering everybody around you to be able to be like that also.
Anything additional that either of you want to add in about Japan Academy or about either of your campaigns?
Just Academy was amazing. The additional thing we got to do was live with a host family for two nights. That was each of us, 80 delegates from each country, we all got our own families and spent two nights with them and the whole day learning their culture. And that was another experience I'd want to share from the Academy.
I encourage all listeners to ask Justin about his onsen experience.
Oh, no.
And see what that sort of cultural part of Japan is all about. I mean, this was my seventh time to Japan. So I knew a lot about the culture, but, you know, the hospitality that everybody had for us, it was next level, you know, appreciative, you know, culture. It was something that, you know, without having the homestay experience or the buddy partnering with local Japanese JCI members, it sort of elevated everything that we had and everything that we did experience. We'll never forget about it. So, like, I'll continue to say, if you can do it, you know, we're one of, 3,200 people that have been graduated from the JCI Leadership Academy. So we want to encourage as many people as possible to be able to climb that ladder and, you know, achieve what they want to achieve and have these experiences.
And
if somebody wants to find out more information about any of this or to hear some of those stories that maybe Justin can't share on the air right now, how can they reach out to you?
Well, anyone can always email me at jwutzke, JWUTZKE, at jciusa.org.
And I'm always available for anybody at scherwoniak, scherwoniak, at jcicanada.com.
And I only have one more question for the two of you, one more ask, really. And Stefan, this is how we end all of our podcasts here, JCI USA. And we need to hear your best Wolfpack howl. I think Justin's prepared for it, so I'm expecting a really good one from you.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ow!
That was perfect. Thank you guys so much for joining us and sharing the experience with everybody. Please reach out to EVP Stefan, DMP Justin for more information, or if you want to hear anything about either of their campaigns, you have their email addresses. Reach out, and everybody have a wonderful evening.
Look forward to seeing everyone soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, JCI USA. I hope that you've enjoyed this week's episode of Howl Time. Remember, if you have something that you want to hear about on a future episode of Howl Time, let me know. I can be reached by email at enoch, that's E-N-O-C-K, at jciusa.org. Until next time, JCI USA, I'll howl at you later. Ah!